Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
G'day everybody, how are we? We set to go for a hump day Wednesday, 12th day of May. I thought so. Good morning. Good to have you with us. Yes, away we go. Cloudy today, a high chance of showers, more likely morning and afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, possibly severe. And temperatures down to about 22 today, sunrise coming up at 6:26. Major news stories of the day, well, you're not going to be able to avoid it. The budget from last night. Here's a quick summation. From what's going around in the media and from what the experts are saying. The big spending budget has jobs as its main focus, with unemployment to set a new low of 4.5% next financial year. Labor says, despite the spending, wages in real terms are still going backwards. Australia is looking to open up its borders by mid-2022. How does it affect us locally? I know Romy and Alyssa will take you through that in the Triple M local news briefing. In other local news, though, a man is accused of an alleged $1.5 million fraud in Coffs Harbour. Interesting story out in the Port News today about a draft concept plan for the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital's $6.25 million redevelopment. And a reminder, the Nambucca Valley Flood Recovery Centre is open again today from 9:30 at the Maxville Senior Sit Centre. In sport locally, in greyhound racing, the dogs go around at BBet Park in Wauchope today with the first of 10 at 11:58. And in touch footy, it's round two of the Port Association's Winter Comp from 6 at Stewart Park. On the show today, plenty happening, including, I'm really looking forward to this, going to catch up with Trevor from Rotary to talk about a world record attempt for socks on a clothesline. Isn't that wonderful? We did one with bras one time. It was about 20, 30 years ago on a bowling green. It was very funny. Also, in what's trending, is it true this Australian woman has woken up after tonsil surgery with an Irish accent? There is an actual name for it. We'll talk more about that later. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday for the NRMA. If you've heard a dad joke that you think's really great and other people groan at, that's the type of joke we want to hear. Also on the way, we'll have a look at the locals' guide. Plenty happening around the Mid-North Coast today. And you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing up with the likes of Florence Nightingale, Remy Malek, Tony Hawk the skater, and Bill Shorten. Thanks. Thanks for listening, thanks. It is 5:03, 133353. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Strawny.
For breakfast, Triple M.
Yes!
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid North Coast.
Nambucca Valley Flood Recovery Centre is open again today, 9:30 till 3 at the Maxville Senior Citizen Centre. Greyhound racing and the dogs go around at BBet Park in Wauchope today with the first of 10 at 11:58. The Breast Green mobile van is in Barra Street, Barraville, behind the RSL Club, 13:20:50 if you'd like to book. And in touch football, round two of the Port Association's winter competition gets underway from 6 this evening at Stewart Park.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bing Lee. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Ah, yes, here he is, our great mate, Bluey Waters, thanks to our good friends at Hastings Marine, where you can view all their current stock online. Morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty.
Well, we're at hump day, and sunrise coming up at 6:26. It looks a bit grey out there, although I can see just a little bit of blue.
Yeah, a little bit of colour in there, but I think it'll be all right for this morning.
Okay. Top of the tide, as I said, at 9. You got those winds all over the place today, but they're going to end up southwesterly later. Where do you think we should go?
Yes, well, after yesterday's effort, when we were out in the estuary and we were chasing flathead, we did quite well, actually. It wasn't too bad. Probably the biggest flathead was about 43 centimetres. There was a few around the sand flats and that, and we picked up some nice whiting also in the estuary. I'm going out to breakwaters this morning. Going to take full advantage of that top of the tide about 9 o'clock. So out to the breakwaters and try for a brim on mullet strips.
The breakwaters for a brim on mullet. Okie dokie. Any fishing club news?
We've got a couple of clubs out this weekend. Firstly, the Lake Cadoy Amateur Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. 2 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. And in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club, they've got their weekend comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina, also with the barbecue.
Okie dokie. Now, further to our discussion yesterday about my outfit for the pirate-themed surf club prezzo night, Backo yep. Bill unkindly said, me dressed as a parrot would be apt by the end of the night because I'd be as a parrot. Do you know what I mean, Bluey? That's not very nice.
I like that one.
That's not very nice. Look, no luck yesterday with the parrot outfit. I may have to pen that one, but anyway, we'll wait and see. But we do live in hope. We do live in hope. Yeah. All righty. Now, being Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the Tyre Power League Ladder in the most complicated tipping comp in the world. Do you know, Crowey didn't know, if you take 39, you get all the scores above it?
Oh, we don't give him all the information, sure. Otherwise, he's good as us. And I can't believe he's still on top of the ladder.
Oh, you're joking. Congratulations, no. Crowey. Oh.
Hey, you reckon he's altered by now, wouldn't you, with the pressure?
Oh, no, he's loving it. But see, the thing is, though, he's got a crook neck from looking over his shoulder. It's got a long way to go before the first week in October.
Well, I tell him, just behind him, he's in second place, is Toy World. And in third place, the Wormer's grandson, Wormer 2.
Wormer 2.
How good's that?
Now, is the Wormer brainwashed the grandson to also be a Parramatta supporter?
Correct.
Ah, see, I know his M.O., Morning, Wormer. He's a lovely bloke, but brainwashing children, that should not be allowed. It should not be allowed.
No, it shouldn't be that. Should be able to pick their own team.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, see, my young bloke, he hasn't got it. Well, he's adopted the Sharks, but he was a Bear. He's still filthy about the Bears being gone. But anyway, one of those things. You reckon they'll come back, Bluey? Can that be another franchise? What about the Brisbane Bears?
Not the Brisbane Bears. We want the Gold Coast Bears.
Gold Coast Bears. You think?
Yes. Yes. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
We've got a stadium there. We've got a whole complete area that would back them. Yeah.
We'll see.
Nice and handy for us to just drive down to them and watch a game.
Yeah. Now, Bluey, we go from the top to the bottom. Who is not in the top 20?
Yeah. Before I say that, I'll just let you know that between first and seventh, right, is 5 points.
Wow.
And another thing I'll tell you is that you're in that seven.
Oh, gee, I didn't know that. A good weekend, though. But I picked the score in one game, and I think I was worried I was going to get the misere for the rest of them.
Anyway, who's not in the top 20? Gordon.
Oh, no.
He's dropped out again.
Well, I said to them when I saw them the other day in the tyre shop, I said, you remind me of that pub at Circular Quay, First and Last. That was the name of the pub. Wasn't it? The First and Last.
That's right. Yeah, First and Last.
Goodness me. Anyway, there it is. No Thursday night game this week. It is the Magic Round and on the M's. We can't wait. I'll talk to Maroon tomorrow. And it kicks off with your West Tigers, Bluey. Gee, you'll be home from the boat shed pretty quick on Friday. 6 o'clock kickoff. The West Tigers, who are in 15th place, up against the Knights in 10th place at Suncorp Stadium. Now, at the moment, the market looks like this, Bluey. The West Tigers are $2.60 and the Knights are $1.50.
Oh, put it on like Brill Cream, I tell you what.
Put it on like Brill Cream. Well, Californian Poppy. Thank you, Bluey. Just repeating the best bet. You're out to the estuary today. You're out to the break wall, sorry.
We're going to try for a brim on most rips.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
In all cases, this is the strong advice of all states and territories.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel. Post-budget coming up after 8. Good luck. Hope you get on. Black Crows there and Hard to Handle. At 11 to 7.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Oh, I hope Chris has woken up okay after the big birthday celebrations yesterday. I reckon he stayed up till about 7:30 last night. Good on you, Chris. The Wednesday night lotto is the cashcade. Now, if Division 1 isn't won, $1 million will be shared across Divisions 2 to 6. It's draw number 4077 tonight. Good luck if you've got a ticket there. In the Telegraph today, well, it's all about the budget. What the budget means, says the Telegraph. Calculate your tax cut. See if you're one of Australia's biggest hip pocket winners in the federal budget by using their tax calculator. Also, Sydney Council's the issue. Most parking fines. Parking fines have been bounced back to pre-COVID levels, with 1.2 million expected to be issued by the end of the financial year. See which councils make the most of fines. In the Sydney Morning Herald, their lead story is Sydneysiders deliver their verdict on the budget. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has splashed cash on aged care and families in the budget, but some Sydneysiders aren't convinced. Whilst in the Australian, their lead story is Frydenberg sparks super spender event. More than $53 billion in new stimulus payments and funding for key services will be thrown at the economy to lock in the COVID-19 recovery. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. 9 to 7.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Ben Affleck is said to have initiated contact with his ex, Jennifer Lopez, back in February while the singer was filming Shotgun Wedding. Now, according to TMZ, the actor is 48, reached out to JLo via email when she was in the Dominican Republic, with the pair continuing communications over the coming month, including pictures obtained by the Daily Mail showing the pair heading for a romantic ski getaway trip in Montana. Renowned rock and roll legendary singer Lloyd Price has passed away at aged 88 from complications from diabetes, according to his wife Jacqueline. Now, Lloyd Price had huge hits like Personality, Lordy Miss Claudie, and Staggerly. Died at New Rochelle, New York's Elder Care Facility. Gee, he was good. And Ewan McGregor has been asked about receiving his first lightsaber training by the great Noel Gallagher on the Jimmy Kimmel Talk Show.
To go back into the role, shall we say, is great. It's like, it's all still there. It feels good. There's some great, it's great scripts and great people to work with. And it's great. I'm having a good time.
Whatever your budget, your car is our passion at Andrew Medici Motors.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, Romy Stevens here with your local briefing. The Mid-North Coast was unlucky in last night's federal budget. Both the Coffs Coast and Port Macquarie missed out on big-ticket items other than a $60 million boost for the Pacific Highway. We will benefit from a number of broad funding packages, though, like $84 million for the Regional Connectivity Program, bolstering broadband and telecommunications in regional areas like ours. There was also a $1 billion spend for local roads and community infrastructure, meaning we could see a boost here. The town of Wauchope is set to hear more live tunes thanks to a federal government handout. $14,000 will go the way of the Wauchope Community Arts Council, courtesy of the Live Music Australia program. The funding is set to support a series of music events showcasing original music from local and touring musicians.
Music for us has been really about building community and belonging, as well as supporting artists who are really the lifeblood of any society.
That was Events Director Chrissa Wilkinson. And Coffs Harbour Council will look at setting up a new tip site to ease the stench at the existing waste management centres on England's Road. It comes off the back of a meeting between our local member and the Minister for Environment, while Biomass and the EPA continue to search for the source of the stink. Gurmish Singh says the location of the new tip will be up for discussion at this week's council meeting.
There are two notices of motion that deal with this issue as well, and I think one of them looked at having a temporary tip site, you know, in state forest, which is probably not the best outcome, but consider all options. But it is something that needs to be rectified quite urgently, because it's affecting the quality of life now of tens of thousands of people at their homes and at their places of work, and also at our hospitals.
Taking a look at sport, both the Lismore Swans and the Coffs Harbour Breakers remain undefeated in the AFL North Coast Seniors Comp, but that will change for one of the teams this weekend when they battle it out on Saturday.
Hi there, Maddie Larson with the National News Briefing. Tourism businesses were among the losers in last night's federal budget as Australia's border slammed shut for at least another year. Meantime, there's just over $1 billion in the budget committed to the industry, and experts say it's not enough to cover the COVID losses. Tourism and Transport Forum Chief Executive Margie Osman says the industry is being left behind.
The industry is facing unique problems because the international borders, we're told, won't open until after the middle of next year. So certainly the industry is going to need more support.
While tax relief for low and middle income earners has been extended, Mark Morland from Team Invest says we'll be getting more cash back when tax return time comes around.
An extra $1,080 to spend, and if it's a couple, it's $2,160. And we were worried that that was going to be cut out because it was meant to be a temporary measure. It now is going to continue through basically until after the election.
Overseas, 9 people have been killed when a gunman opened fire at a school in Russia overnight. Among the victims were 7 students, a teacher and worker. The suspected shooter has been arrested by police. And ground crew have come out slamming the handling of a positive COVID case on board a Qantas flight from PNG to Brisbane last week. According to News Corp, staff were told to open the door and run, while one worker said they only received an alert about the case 30 minutes before it was due to land.
Whatever adventure you're planning, Tyre Power have the right tyres at the right price to keep you safe out there. Call your local Tyre Power store today.
Moses Mbai admits he's surprised to be named at 5'8 in the West Tigers side to tackle Newcastle on Friday night. The Tigers utility replaces Adam Dewey, who shifts to right centre. Mbai says it's a move to shake things up, with the side sitting second bottom with just 2 wins.
We're a little bit surprised. I guess I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit surprised. It's certainly not a knock on Dewey. I think it's more a knock on where we're at.
In other team news, the Bulldogs have dropped halfback Kyle Flanagan.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
And that endless run of swell continues. We have really clean, groomed 3 to 4 foot swell lines as I'm looking over one of the beaches now. It's coming in looking amazing. High tide around that 8:30 mark. Water temperature still hovering around that 20 to 22 degrees. So get out there and make the most of this offshore wind, beautiful swell lines. I'm going to catch you out there.
Triple M playing rock's greatest hits and giving you what's trending before 7:30. This amazing story of an Irish woman, an Australian woman who has a tonsil operation. She ends up waking up after it with an Irish accent. I couldn't make it up. Lonely Old Time, Lonely Old Night, John Mellencamp there on the M's. It is 7:08. Day that's going to be a carbon copy of yesterday. Again, there is a prediction, a warning for severe storms later on in the day. We didn't get them yesterday. It might be today. We'll see. 133353, the number. You know, we love world record attempts here on the Mid-North Coast. And I tell you what, there is a beauty underway right now that involves the Rotary Club of Port Macquarie West. Trevor is here to tell us more about what I think is a magnificent world record attempt. G'day, Trevor.
Morning, Shawnee. How's things?
Terrific, buddy. I spoke earlier about what we did 30 years ago about the most bras on a bowling green for breast cancer research. And my great sponsors, Port City. I think we got 3,500. It was a lot of fun. Now, you guys and gals, you're putting socks on a clothesline?
Yep, that's what we're doing, a washing line of socks, the longest washing line of socks, and we want that Guinness World Record currently held by Germany.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we want to get it off the Germans. Now, how is it going to be set up, Trevor? Is it just one long line, or is it like when you're queuing up for something, you go up and back, up and back, and up and back?
You got it, yeah, up and back it is. We've got 10 sections of line. Each section of line's got 6 strands to it. They all join together and they make up 10,000 metres, and that's our target, 10,000 metres. And you said 3,500 bras. We're looking at over 100,000 socks.
Wow. And are they all going to be one-offs, Trev, that went missing in washing machines?
Well, strangely, no. We've got about 12,000 singles, or we call them lonelies. The rest are all pairs, and some of them are brand new. We've had people buying socks from Kmart and other places and donating them.
Yeah, this is great stuff. Now, you know, everybody knows Rotary do terrific work around the place. So you're raising money for service organisations. Who are you raising money for, Trip?
Yeah, there's 4 of them we chose. And everyone, I think, appreciates that during the last 12 months, a lot of not-for-profits or charities have had great difficulty with their fundraising because of the restrictions upon them. So the 4 we chose, Endeavour Clubhouse, which is situated down on Hastings River Drive, and it's a centre for people who have various forms of mental health problems, and it's like a recovery centre for them, and it's a great place. My wife volunteers there, and she just is amazed how wonderful it is, the work they do. But they're facing serious financial difficulties because of a change in state government funding and their sort of collateral damage. But they're a great operation there. The other one is YP Space. That's a Kempsey Port Macquarie operation that helps young people who find themselves homeless. Lots of domestic violence brings that about. Soldier On is the third one. It's a national body, but it's got a local office, one of the few in regional Australia, and they help Defence Force personnel who are doing it tough after their period of service. And the fourth one is, I think, well known, Hastings Education Fund, which provides like seed funding for people that are after school, they want to go to uni or go to TAFE and they need a bit of a leg up financially.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Now, Trev, if people are listening to this, that they want to help you, where can we drop our socks off for you?
Oh, we've got lots of places. I'll run through the list. Now, all the Coles supermarkets, that's the supermarkets starting with Innes Lake Shopping Centre, the Hayward Street one in Port, the one out here at Lighthouse and one down at Laurieton, all of those around their checkout areas, they've got one of our bin systems. The IGA stores at Warhope, at Sovereign Place, at Gordon Street and at Port Central, and Woolworth stores at Lake Katai and at Lakewood. And we also have one at the entrance to Kmart here in Port, and also at the indoor stadium on Hibbard Drive.
Okie dokie.
It's quite a list.
There is. Trev, look, we know there are so many worthy causes out in the community. You've got to have a point of difference in some area. You guys always come up with good ones. The world record attempt, they want to take it off the Germans for most socks pegged on a clothesline. All the very best, Trev.
Yeah, and it's a fundraiser too, and those collection bins are set up to take donations and some darn good prizes available for people who donate at small amounts of a dollar.
Good on you. Excellent stuff. Rotary, as usual, doing great stuff for the community. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you, Sonny. All the best.
Only one thing to say after that.
Now, folks, it's sock it to me time.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M. What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Oh, you love this. An Australian woman has woken up from tonsil surgery to find out she has an Irish accent. Now, despite never having been to the country, she now speaks like an Irishman. Guy McGlynn has posted a video on a TikTok account 2 days after undergoing an operation on her throat and was shocked to find she no longer had an Australian accent. She says she found a neurologist who specialises in stroke rehabilitation who's willing to meet her and help her diagnose the problem without confirming it is a thing called a foreign accent syndrome. Have a listen to a talk. See if you think it's Reggie Didge.
Who has gotten back to me and said that she hasn't come across a case like me before in her career, but she is happy to have a look at me and see whether she can help. And she specializes in stroke rehabilitation in that area.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel post-budget. It remains without any cuts. Coming up after 8. That is the Foo Fighters there and Learning to Fly. It is 20 to 8.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Thanks to your local NRMA offices on the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, you'll find them in Laurieton, Port Macquarie, Kempsey, Warhat, Maxville and Nambucca. All right, let's see if we can get a winner. Act one on the program. Michael, what is your yarn for us today?
Yeah, Strawny, the boss gave me a bit of a challenge. He said, I want you to renovate the lunchroom. So I said, yeah, no worries. So I got Tim from TV Magic to do all our TVs for us. Beautiful. Then the hard part was to get someone to paint. I had three quotes. The first quote was an Italian. I said, how much? He goes, $2,000. I said, how do you work that? He goes, $1,000 for the paint. $1,000 for me. I said, yeah, I'll get back to you. Next bloke, an Englishman. How much? $4,000. I said, how'd he work that? He said, $2,000 for the paint, $2,000 for me. I said, I'll get back to you. Then I got True Blue Aussie Painters in. How much, mate? He goes, $6,000. I said, how do you work it? He goes, $2,000 for you, $2,000 for me, and we get the Italian to paint it.
That's not very nice. Oh, I see how it works, though. Postie Pete in Laurieton, what do you got for us?
Strawny, I had my four-year-old niece come up on the weekend. She's from the Big Smoke, so I thought I'd take her out west and show her a few farm animals. Anyway, we pulled up at the barn and went inside, and I said to her, I said, look, darling, there's Babe the pig. And she started to cry. I said, all right, no worries. I said, look over here, there's Baba the lamb. And she still started crying more. I said, well, hang on, look, look, here's Daisy the cow. And she started screaming and carrying on. I thought to myself, well, that's it. If you're going to carry on like that, we're going home. As I left, I said, I thought I'd better apologise to the owner of the abattoir for her behaviour.
Oh, no, 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 no. What is he doing? The abattoir. Will you stop it? Act three, Chris, what have you got for us?
Yes, good morning, Stawny. Popped in the non-thinkers bar on the weekend and there was this bloke talking about his neighbour. He said his neighbour, deeply religious man, but he had a dog that barked at night. I said, muzzle him. He said, no, 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 Church of Later Day Saints.
No, 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 I know. Oh, close to the wind. Act four, Gary, what have you got? We've lost him. We've lost Gary. Okie dokie. I think I might leave. Exit stage right.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M, playing rock's greatest hits and giving you the Ray Hadley Morning Show coming up after nine. The legend that is Jay Barnes. Dying to be with you tonight. It is 14 to 8.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Thanks to your local NRMA officers on the Mid-North Coast.
In Laurieton, Port Kempsey, Warhat, Maxville and Nambucca. He wasn't on night shift last night, so he's fronted this morning. Glenn Stewart, good morning, and the judge's chair.
Thanks, mate. Good job.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Because we have, obviously, the numbers we have here just come up, private number, and he's like, what'd you say? I'm not going to answer that, some idiot.
No, it wasn't private. It was a number that I didn't know, yeah. So I didn't bother answering. I was still in bed.
Okay, fair
I
enough.
I forgot totally.
All right. At the Port City Bowling Club tonight, there is a fantastic night coming up. We'll get to that night shortly involving Jerry and the fishing club. Who did you like? There were three very good yarns.
There was some really good... good ones this week, but you know what? I think I'm going to have to go with the painters.
Yeah, I think so. It was such Australian logic.
We've got some painters that come in quite regularly, so I might be asking them their price later.
It's just so Australian logic, you know? Unbelievable. Yes, anyway, congratulations, Michael from Cavaners. He's got the $35 voucher. If it's the Michael I know, I think he's the bloke. You'll know him when he gets there. Because I'm not sure if he's got a La Cucaracha horn, but he's got a bright red Mustang. You ever seen those? Do you know Elder used to have one of those? He'd pull up and he'd go, da 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 da.
I saw the young Elder here on Mother's Day, which was really nice to see him. I haven't seen him in a little while.
Yeah, well, he's a great nomad now. Have you heard about the van? He calls it Noah, not another 100. No. It keeps costing him hundreds, but anyway.
What about one of the guys I was sitting with, my brother-in-law, he goes, hey... is that the frugal fella? Kicked his voice straight away.
Yeah, exactly. That's him drinking sevens. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about...
What about the attainment this week?
Yeah, fantastic lineup.
So, yeah, so on Friday we've got Jess Flanagan and on Saturday we've got the Slingshot Duo. So there's a couple of good bands.
Yeah, okay. Well, interesting stuff. Let's have a look also at Jerry's question for tonight. It is always a beauty.
I haven't had any feedback on the answer for the last one that we spoke about, have you?
About his age?
Yeah.
No, don't go there. Let's talk a bit about soccer because I had the great Craig Johnston on yesterday and he's got a soccer question for us.
He has. Which player won the 2019 Ballon d'Or for the world's best player? Was it A, Lionel Messi, B, Neymar, or C, Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh, gee.
So that's 2019 Ballon d'Or.
2 points there. My wife calls me Mr. Messi, about Lionel Messi. And the great story about Ronaldo, they say he fell in love with himself at age 15 and he's been faithful ever since. There you go. Right. Good stuff. Now, also, the renewals are still happening, Glenn, and you've got those $400-$500 prizes to give away.
Yep. So we've got some $500 surprises so to give away. Just renew your membership for 3 years. Just come in and see the girl so you can actually do it online.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sleeping Beauty. We shall talk to you same time next week. Glenn Stewart. Triple M, Flame Rock's greatest hits. You got Strotty for Brekkie and the great sounds of the boss there, Bruce Springsteen, a little dancing in the dark. Sunshine coming through at the moment. Radar looking good, but they're saying cloudy with showers and possible heavy or severe storms later in the day. We shall see. Take your brolly with you. 8:15.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, we go to beautiful Cat Eye and say good morning to Jack. How are you, Jack?
Good, thanks, Mark.
That's the way. What are you doing today?
This evening I'm going out with my granddaughter who turns 21 today. That was the main reason I was ringing.
Okay, well, what's your granddaughter's name? We better give her a big shout out.
I hope so. My granddaughter's name's Zianna Malofi.
Okay, Zianna, have a great day today. I'm sure you're going to get spoiled today. And are you catering, Jack, or are you going to licensed premises?
No, she's picked a very expensive restaurant, I believe. Well,
okay, Jack.
I'm only the grandfather, but I don't know whether I'm going to foot the bill or not.
All right, okay, you'll soon find out when the hack goes round at the end of it. Anyway, all the best, Jack. Hopefully we can give you 1,000. You can shout them all.
Good lad.
All right, buddy, what number are we looking for you on the wheel?
Well, we'll have to go 12, mate.
Of course, number 12 for your granddaughter's birthday today. Come on, number 12. Come on, number 12, number 12, number 12. Oh, Jack, it was so close. It's gone by and landed on the number 8. Oh, so close, but so far. I'm going to put you in the draw at the end of the month, Jack, because Bennett Steel is celebrating 30 years this year. Every month, they're giving us these Ripper Easy Burn fire pits to give away. You can pack them up in a calico bag, take them around camping. You can set them up permanently. They look great. All the very best. Special day for your family today, Jack. Thanks for giving us a call.
Not a problem, Mark.
Good on you, buddy. Now, people like Jack's granddaughter are sharing their birthdays today with Florence Nightingale, the great actor Remy Malek. How good was he in Bohemian Rhapsody? Skater Tony Hawk and Bill Shorten, thanks. All born on this day. Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie, still playing rock's greatest hits. Go You Good Thing, it is Van Halen there and Dreams. At 3 to 9, the sun is shining. She may go pear-shaped later, but anyway, we'll deal with that if it comes. Keep it on Triple M. We'll let you know if there's any bad weather coming up around the place. Really busy show today. If you missed any part of it, just go to my page on the Triple M website and go to catch up. It's all there, the podcast there. Really interesting interview this morning with Trevor from the Rotary Club of Port Macquarie West. Now, I love a quirky thing. They're trying to break a world record. It's held by the Germans at the moment, and it's to do with the world record title for the longest washing line of socks. Can you believe it? Raising money for some really great local organisations like the Endeavour Clubhouse. We know they do great work. YP Space, Soldier On, and the Hastings Education Fund. Have a listen to that. It's on the podcast. I'll get it up just after 9. Have a listen to it. Very, very funny. Like years ago, I reckon it would have been, 25 years ago? We attempted a world record with the late, great Rod Wilson when he was CEO of the Port City Bolo. They were still sponsoring the show. It's been a great association over a long time. We got, I think it was 3,500 bras on a bowling green for breast cancer? And the club donated $2 for every bra that people came in. I remember Cyril Clark organised Mazda Bravo bra van to go and pick the bras up. We got 3,500, I think, bras on the greens. It was very funny. They're trying to do it with socks. What a great idea. Anyway, that interview is on the podcast as well. That is it for us on the show. Now, coming up, Ray After 9 on 131-873. Now, tomorrow on the show, we will give you Maroon with his footy tips. Magic round coming up. And I don't know about you, I'm kicking myself now. I didn't get myself organised to head to Bris Vegas, even though it's a bit slow up there and sometimes they close the border. I think it's going to be a great weekend. Now, starting on Friday night, there's no Thursday games. Maroon and I will be discussing the full round, kicking off with the West Tigers and the Knights on Friday night at 6. And finishing off on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening at 6:25 with the Titans and the Panthers. What a round it's going to be. So we'll catch up with Maroon tomorrow and we'll give you another chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your day. Have a great Wednesday. Remember, the sponsors, Port City Bowling Club this evening, Jerry doing the trivia there, and also the fishing club's meat raffles on from 5. Have a great day.
Thank you. that money can't buy, making the best of each day.